The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Now, the Rocky movies have really become synonymous with Philadelphia. Of course, Rocky Balboa in the films lives here in Philadelphia. Now, the original Rocky came out 48 years ago this week. And to celebrate a series of events held across the city, KYW's John McDevitt joins us now with the story. So, John, tell us about Rocky Fest. What's going on here?
Yeah, Matt, December 3rd was Rocky Day, that coinciding with the release of Rocky in theaters 48 years ago. On Tuesday, there was a celebration on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. More than 100 kids from the French International School of Philadelphia ran up the 72 steps.
We have 125 students here at the bottom of the steps who are going to inaugurate the sculpture, and I invite you all to run up the steps now. Welcome!
Yay! Sylvester Stallone wasn't there, but his personal statue, one of three casts, was there. It's on loan from Sly through the month of December. The one used in Rocky III, that's been at the base of the steps for years. That's remaining there. The sculptor of the statue, A. Thomas Schomburg of Palm Springs, he was on hand.
I'm humbled. I'm only a sculptor. This city has made this possible. Sylvester Stallone really made this story. He described that tenacity. Better to have fought the good fight and lose than not to fight at all.
Tommy Gennaro from Montgomery County and his 10-year-old son, Little Tony, are huge Rocky fans.
Rocky means so much to our family. It always has.
Like, it's really inspirational. If I have, like tough times and like school or anything.
So Rocky Day, Matt, exploded into Rocky Fest with screenings of Rocky movies, movie location bus tours, and date nights like at the Philly Zoo where Rocky proposed to Adrian in front of a tiger.
Is this a new thing or has this been going on for some time as far as years?
Well, it was the second annual Rocky Day and it's the first year for Rocky Fest.
Do you have a favorite Rocky movie?
You know, I love the originals.
No, I agree. Yeah,
I think, like Rocky 1 and Rocky 2. Just, you know, the scenes in the pet shop and Mighty Mix Jim. You're a tomato! You know.
Yep. The first one, you forget when you watch some of, like, watch them all. You forget how different the first one is. The first one's really just a love story with boxing as the vehicle, and then they become more of your basic formula films going forward where everybody feels good at the end. But Rocky is, it really is, you see why it resonated.
Yeah, and Rocky 1, Rocky 2 in particular, you saw the great writing and the great acting even, just brilliant.
Rocky 5 was terrible. Did you ever see that one?
I didn't see that
one. It's only Tommy Morrison. Nah, I think with the exception of Rocky 5,
They're very well done. But this is neat. I might have to check this out.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you, John. KYW's John McDevitt joining us, and that will do it for the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Sabrina Boyd-Circa and Brian Seltzer. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.